Your annual is due. You call your shop. They're booked out 6 weeks. You call the next one on the list. Same story. The third one tells you their IA just let his renewal lapse. Too much paperwork. Not enough time. You end up driving 3 hours to find someone who can legally sign off your airplane. Sound familiar? If you fly a certified airplane, it probably does. I'm Tower. This is ATIS on Radio Hangar. The Federal Aviation Administration has put a proposal on the table that goes after this problem at the root. They want to replace the inspection authorization with something called an inspection rating. Before you assume this is just a paperwork shuffle happening somewhere inside the Beltway, stick around. The details matter more than the headline here. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Let's start with the foundation, because a lot of pilots fly certified aircraft their whole career without fully understanding how the inspection authorization system actually works. And if you don't understand the current system, the proposed change won't mean much. When you own a certificated airplane, a Bonanza, a Mooney, a Piper Cherokee, a Diamond DA-40, that airplane is required by federal regulation to undergo an annual inspection. Title 14 of the Code of Federal Regulations, Part 91, Section 409. If your airplane is type certificated and used for personal flight, it needs a full annual inspection by a qualified inspector every 12 calendar months. No annual, no legal flight. The person who performs and signs off that annual inspection is an airframe and power plant mechanic who holds an inspection authorization. The airframe and power plant certificate alone is not enough. Not every A&P can sign off an annual. The inspection authorization is an additional rating, a separate authorization on top of the A&P certificate that grants the holder the legal authority to perform that annual inspection. To get an inspection authorization, a mechanic has to meet a specific set of requirements. They must hold both the airframe and power plant ratings and must have held that certificate for a minimum of 3 years. They must also show recent experience, active engagement in the maintenance of certificated aircraft within the preceding 24 months. Then they take a written knowledge test and they apply through their local flight standards district office. The district office reviews the application, verifies the qualifications, and if everything checks out, issues the authorization. That's how you get one. Here's where it gets interesting, because that is not how you keep one. The inspection authorization is not a certificate in the traditional sense. It's not like your A&P rating, which once you earn it, you hold for life absent revocation. The inspection authorization is a renewable authorization that expires at the end of every calendar year. Every year, the holder has to actively renew it. To renew, the holder has to meet one of several activity requirements. They've had to perform a certain number of annual or progressive inspections within the year, or attend a formal refresher course, or perform an annual inspection on an aircraft they own or co-own. If they meet one of those requirements, they apply for renewal, pay the fee, and the district office reissues the authorization for another calendar year. If they miss the renewal deadline, the authorization lapses, gone. And it's not a simple reactivation. A mechanic whose authorization has lapsed has to go back through a reinstatement process, which, depending on how long they've been lapsed and what they've been doing, can involve demonstrating qualifications all over again. This is the crux of the problem the FAA is trying to solve. The annual renewal requirement is a meaningful administrative burden on working mechanics, and in cases that probably number more than anyone has good data on, that burden is causing qualified mechanics to let their authorizations lapse. Not because they're unqualified, not because they've left the industry, because the paperwork cycle didn't align with their workload or their life in a given year. Think about the range of mechanics this affects. A semi-retired A&P who spent 30 years at a major airline and now does annuals out of a small hangar at a rural airport. He has a slow year, does 2 or 3 annuals, he misses a renewal requirement, his authorization lapses, that pilot community just lost a highly experienced inspector. Or consider the A&P who works primarily on experimental amateur-built aircraft. Experimental aircraft don't require annual inspections by an authorization holder. This mechanic might be deeply experienced with certificated aircraft, might have the full technical knowledge to perform an annual, but because their day-to-day work doesn't rack up the right kind of hours on the right kind of aircraft, they can't maintain the renewal requirements. The authorization becomes a credential that doesn't pay off for their particular workload. Or the mechanic who moved across the country, switched shops, and in the chaos of the transition let the renewal deadline slip by fully qualified. Just didn't get the paperwork in. These aren't hypothetical edge cases. These are common patterns in the maintenance workforce. AVWeb is reporting on a notice of proposed rulemaking from the Federal Aviation Administration that would replace the inspection authorization structure with a new category called an inspection rating. Here's what's being proposed, based on what's been published so far. The inspection rating would function more like a certificate than a time-limited authorization. The initial qualification process would remain substantive. You'd still need to demonstrate the experience and knowledge required to perform annual inspections. That part isn't going away. What would change is what happens after you've earned it. Under the proposed inspection rating, ongoing maintenance of the credential would shift from annual administrative renewal to a currency-based model. Think about how your pilot certificate works. You earned your private pilot certificate. You don't renew it every year. What you maintain is currency. You need a flight review every 2 years. You need recent flight experience to carry passengers. The certificate itself doesn't expire. The inspection rating proposal borrows from that logic. A mechanic who earns the inspection rating wouldn't be racing against a calendar year deadline to file renewal paperwork. Instead, they'd maintain currency through continuing education, demonstrated recent inspection activity, and other requirements the FAA is still working to define in the final rule. The language in the notice of proposed rulemaking is important here, and I want to be accurate about where we are in the process. The specific currency requirements are part of what's being proposed and commented on right now. The FAA hasn't locked in exactly what currency looks like under the new system. That's by design. The public comment process is meant to gather feedback on exactly those details. But the direction is clear. The agency is trying to remove the annual lapse point, the moment where a mechanic's authorization dies if the paperwork doesn't get filed, while maintaining the principle that performing annual inspections requires demonstrated, ongoing competency. I'll give you the counterargument because it's a valid one and you should hear it. The annual renewal requirement was not designed as pure bureaucracy. It was built with a purpose. The thinking was that performing annual inspections requires current engagement with certificated aircraft and current knowledge of regulations and airworthiness directives. A mechanic who hasn't been actively working on certificated aircraft shouldn't be signing off annuals. The renewal process was meant to be a proxy for that currency. If you remove the annual lapse point and replace it with a more flexible currency standard, the concern is that you end up with mechanics who are technically rated but practically out of date. The authorization holder who last did an annual inspection 7 or 8 years ago, who has been doing exclusively experimental work since then, who maintains some minimum continuing education hours on paper but hasn't touched a certificated aircraft in years. Is that person really qualified to sign off your Barron's annual today? That is a fair concern. The quality of the currency requirement in the final rule will determine whether this proposal strengthens or weakens the system. The FAA's answer, based on the framework in the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, is that the continuing education and activity requirements would be designed to ensure actual currency rather than a check-the-box exercise. But that's exactly the kind of detail that pilots, mechanics, and aviation organizations should be scrutinizing during the comment period. Let me put this in the larger context of what's happening to the aviation maintenance workforce, because this proposal doesn't exist in isolation. The United States has been facing a documented and worsening shortage of certificated aviation maintenance technicians for over a decade. FAA workforce studies and industry analyses from organizations like the Aviation Technician Education Council have all tracked this trend. The average age of an active A&P mechanic in the United States is in the mid-50s. Retirement outflows are outpacing new certifications coming out of aviation maintenance schools. Commercial aviation has compounded the problem for general aviation. In recent years, major airlines and cargo carriers have been competing aggressively for qualified mechanics. Better compensation, sign-on bonuses, more predictable schedules. The mechanic who spent 20 years doing everything from oil changes to major structural repairs at a small airport might look at what the regionals are paying and make a rational economic decision to go work line maintenance. For general aviation aircraft owners, this shows up as longer wait times for annuals, higher labor rates, and in some markets, a genuine difficulty finding anyone within a reasonable driving distance who can sign off your airplane. This is not uniform across the country. There are markets where authorization holders are readily available. But in rural areas, and in areas where the fixed-base operator community has contracted, it is a real problem. The inspection rating proposal is one piece of the FAA's response to this. If more qualified mechanics, mechanics who have the knowledge and experience but have been deterred by the renewal burden, can obtain and retain an inspection rating, the effective supply of available inspectors increases. That's the supply-side argument for the change. There are other pieces of this puzzle that are separate from this specific rulemaking. Expanded pathways into the A&P program, reciprocity with international maintenance certifications, military to civilian certification pathways for veterans with aircraft maintenance backgrounds. None of that happens quickly. But together, these initiatives reflect a recognition that the maintenance workforce situation is a real constraint on general aviation's future. So here's what you should actually do with this. First, if you own a certificated aircraft, read the notice of proposed rulemaking. It's publicly available through the Federal Register and the FAA's rulemaking portal. You don't have to be a regulatory attorney to understand the plain language summary sections. The public comment period is the formal mechanism for your opinion to have weight in the final rule. Organizations like the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association and the Experimental Aircraft Association will be publishing detailed analyses of this proposal and will likely coordinate comment campaigns. Their assessments are worth reading. They represent large constituencies with real interests in how this plays out. Second, if you own a certificated aircraft, assess your maintenance situation before you're in an emergency. Do you have an established relationship with an authorization holder in your area? Is that relationship solid? If your current mechanic retired tomorrow, would you know where to turn? The pilots who end up in a bind are usually the ones who didn't think about this until 30 days before the annual is due. Build that relationship now while you have time. Third, if you are an A&P who has been on the fence about pursuing an inspection authorization, or who let one lapse and hasn't gone back through reinstatement, watch this rulemaking. If the proposal moves forward, the path to getting and maintaining an inspection rating may become considerably less burdensome. That could be the signal you've been waiting for. And the broader point here is this. Aviation safety runs on qualified human beings making correct decisions about your airplane. The systemic health of the maintenance workforce is a safety issue. Workforce aging, compensation that doesn't attract the next generation into the trade, administrative barriers that drive experienced mechanics out of the credentialed pool. These are not abstract policy concerns. They translate directly into the availability and quality of the person whose signature is in your logbook. The FAA is moving in the right direction by trying to reduce unnecessary friction in the credential system. Whether this specific proposal threads the needle correctly, removing the renewal burden without compromising the currency standard is what the comment period will help determine. This is a live rulemaking and it will develop over the months ahead. We'll stay on it. AVWeb is the source for this story. Find the notice of proposed rulemaking through the FAA's rulemaking portal. More coverage at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Keep those logbooks current. Fly safe.